So you guys still got to write a story for tomorrow? What's to write about? We had conversations with a few teams. This is an opportunity we thought made sense for us. It's an opportunity to add more players to our team. We feel there's a lot of good players that are still available. Picked up a pick in the second round, picked up another pick in the third round and the fourth round, which we didn't have, and then got a seventh round pick, which we acquired as a part of it as well, which, in years past, those have been pretty valuable. We took Denard, we've taken Julian Edelman, we've taken guys like that. So, we thought it made sense for our football team to make the move, and that's why we did what we did. And, we feel pretty good about going into tomorrow. We have really four picks, and we were kind of going into the day with potentially having only two picks. So, we feel there's football players that are out there that can help our team. And like we talked about the other day, our whole goal and job is to try to improve the team to help us win games. And we think that this, this effort will hopefully aid in that pursuit. So, and we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Was there a player, Nick, who was sitting there that when that player went off the board, he said, all right, now let's start looking at great possibilities?
We had conversations throughout, I would say, once we got to a certain point there, in the middle of the draft, we'd had some exchanges back and forth, and then as we got a little bit closer, there was a few more calls, and Minnesota had expressed an interest, and we went back and forth, and then we decided that this made sense, so we made the move.
But was it one guy, one player,
From our perspective, or we talked about the other day, we were ready to pick. We had a few players that we actually had in mind that we were going to talk about to consider picking, and then we decided to make the move that we did. So no question, we had players that we would have taken.
Does one of those players remain?
A few of them remain, I would say. A few of them remain. So I think if you look at it right now, there's a lot of good football players. I think there were 11 front seven players that had gone. I want to say 7 defensive backs. So I think there was 18 defensive players. There was 9 offensive linemen, which this definitely was a deep draft on the offensive line, and that was the feeling, at least from our perspective, going in. Only one quarterback went, a couple skill guys went, the one tight end went. So, it was certainly, a defensive-oriented draft in the front seven. Took precedence, which I would say does on a yearly basis.
With the players who remain, would you say that there's a chance that you can move up closer to the front?
Possibly. We'll see how it goes. I think, based on the number of players that are there, if there's multiple players, that's one thing. If some of those players start to come off and, then we want to make a move up, we have maybe a little more flexibility to do that. So, I think we're open to anything at this point. So we'll have to see how it unfolds, tomorrow once we get started.
Nick, did anything surprise you in the first round that maybe you guys didn't anticipate?
Mike, to tell you the truth, not really. A lot of the players that were drafted, we had sort of expected that they were going to go, not necessarily in the order in which they did, but I wouldn't say there were too many surprises. I think things kind of fell in place. We knew, like I said, the offensive line was definitely going to be, and as it turned out, we had figured there would be 7 or 8 guys that were picked, and there ended up being 9. So the front seven, we figured there'd be a fair amount of players that would be picked, and that's the way it turned out. So I wouldn't say there was too much that was all that surprising about what happened.
Nick, did the Miami move surprise you at all?
You'd have to ask them about that. We don't really.
Surprise you? Would see the Dolphins move up that high?
They did what they thought was best for their situation. So, I think the unique thing is probably Minnesota doing what they did. Picking 3 players in the first round. I don't know what the stats are, like how many times that's happened in draft history, but, probably not that much. So, if you want to put, say something that was different in relative terms, that'd probably certainly be one thing. So,
can I ask a hypothetical question? I wanted to ask you to think about it from their terms. Do you think that might have been something that prompted them to say, you know what, we're going to have 3 first rounders. What the hell do we need 2, 3, 4, and 7 for?
They, we agreed to the terms of the trade, so, they were interested in doing it. We thought it made sense, so there was a match. So
it seems like a hell of a bounty for one pick.
When you talk to Rick, see what he has to say about that one. So,
in terms of the makeup of the entire draft, would you agree with the analysis that maybe the sweet spot of the draft is second, third round, the depth there?
I mean, I think we feel that there's players sort of littered throughout this draft. You know, there's, I'd say, certainly a number of good football players that are still up on the board. I think there's some players that potentially could have very easily gone in this round, so they haven't. So, you know, that second, third round, we thought there was some degree of value that's in the draft. So, you know, we're in a situation right now where hopefully we can capitalize on that. But it just gives us the flexibility to do a few different things tomorrow.
So when did you start talking with Minnesota?
I think it was like a pick or two out, and you know we got on the phone, we went back and forth, you know, which I would say it's very indicative, I would say, of how trades are consummated. You know, there's some teams have discussions before the draft, you know, maybe at the top portion of the draft, you know, like we talked about the other day in here. You know, I'd say this is very similar to what happened last year's situation when we made our move up. You know, it wasn't something that we had talked about, that we had necessarily planned for, but, you know, we picked up the phone, we got on the horn, and, you know, we ended up making the deal. So I would say that typically that's how most trades sort of happen, and I think it's very player-specific and it's player-based based on the team's level of interest, the team's, you know, their perceived need, and then you come to some agreement, and then that's why we ended up doing what we did.
Nick, just wondering if you happened to see
I did. Yeah. It was neat. We were sitting in there, and I think somebody asked, "Are they booing him?" Because we have the feed from our people there. But no, I mean, I think that was, you know, that was a neat moment. I don't think something like that has happened, you know, in the history of the draft. And I mean, Joe's a great ambassador for this organization, for this city, and what he's done. I mean, he's made endless contributions. Forget about not football field, but just in terms of his contributions to the organization. I think this was another example of that. You know, with the jersey and the message, and I think everybody is still wary and cognizant of what had happened, and even in light of some of the recent developments over the past few days about the potential impact on New York. I mean, it's a very sensitive sort of subject, but you know, he's a great human being. I mean, he's a great ambassador for our program, and it was a cool moment.
How was the tenor, I guess, of the draft room, and what you guys were working with? Is the first round concluded tonight?
We'll go back and, you know, I mean, we have some time tomorrow, so we'll kind of get organized here this evening. Just kind of jot down some last-minute follow-up notes, and then we'll get ready for the morning and get back at it.
Nick, once Minnesota stopped talking, did you stop talking to other teams, or did you get out of the conference?
No, we were still communicating back and forth with a few teams, and that's just the way it worked out, was with the Vikings. All right. Thanks.
Yep, you got it.